definitely Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
9:15, we continue live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Thank you for listening. It's the best day of the year so far in Chicago. 2019, that's a winner, my friend. Right out there. If you're at work right now, look, it's 9:15. If you start to work at 9, you can still be out by 10. Start coughing and hacking at your desk right now. Maybe, I'm not suggesting you make a huge scene, but if you can come up with something contagious.
That's Steve Grzanich right there.
I don't mean to take issue with you, but I thought a week ago Sunday was the nicest day. And I would put this a close second. So
a week ago Sunday, how warm was it?
It was
like 80 degrees.
Yeah, it was like 80, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Where were you?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah. Huh.
A week ago Sunday, so the week before Mother's Day.
It was May 5th.
Well, I refuse to live in the past. This is the best day of the year so far.
Yeah, as of today.
It was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't help. Yeah. Covenant House, Illinois, is hosting Women Unite, a sleep out to support homeless youth in Chicago. And here in studio is Chris Montiel from Covenant House and Octavia, a youth resident as well. Let me start with you, Octavia. First off, congratulations on having the courage to get out there and talk about your life.
Thank you.
You got a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
How is your life?
My life right now is awesome. Blessed by the best.
Okay.
I came to Covenant House December 25th last year.
So Christmas
time. Just past Christmas?
Yes. As any typical person, I didn't see eye to eye with my parents. Mm-hmm. And I fell into the streets and started hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Right.
And it led me to being homeless, and I was sleeping on porches, sleeping outside. And I just woke up one day and just realized, like, I didn't want to be a victim anymore.
You didn't want to die.
Right. So it's like I had to start using my resources, and Covenant House has helped me so much in so many ways to excel and have confidence in myself.
Octavia, I don't know how you can survive a night in Chicago on the streets, let alone to be a young woman, but just... In the wintertime, the temperature and the...
Yes, it
must have been awful.
Yes, I guess. I think that one day we had, like, below zero.
Sure.
Yes.
Chris, what brought you to Covenant House?
I started Covenant House a couple years ago. Just really... I met then the executive director and just really connected with the mission. I've been doing nonprofit work for about 5 or 6 years and really just found this opportunity to connect with a community in Chicago that is underserved and with young people, and saw the way that Covenant House really prioritizes long-term support, finding permanent solutions, and that was exciting to me. And so,
I think people need to know it's without judgment.
Without judgment.
I mean, because whatever happens between kids and their parents, that's not why you exist.
Right. And like all of us, everyone has a different story, right? So everyone that comes to Covenant House and to our doors has a unique story, has a different story. And when we remove that judgment, remove that obstacle, we can start the important work of getting them back on the path home right away.
And you want to keep a kid alive and give them a chance to thrive. There's job one.
Right. And as you mentioned, in Chicago, you know, there are a lot of unique challenges. We all know what Chicago winters are like. We know that there are issues of violence in certain communities in Chicago. And so there are a lot of unique challenges for the young people here in this city. And that's why it was so important for Covenant House to open its doors and really start doing this work.
Samber?
Well, and it's important that I know you don't rush the kids. Like Octavia, you have a part-time job and you're working to maybe go back to school, but it's not we're putting you right back in school and right into, like, you get you more adaptive and ready for the situation when you're ready to do it.
Right.
That's, I think, an important part.
Yeah, and it's absolutely important for us to meet the youth where they are, right? We talk about working alongside our youth. We want to build case plans that are working not just for what we think is right, but what the youth wants to do. You know, Octavia does want to go back and get her RN, get her LPN. And so we're going to work with her to build the dreams that she envisions for herself.
Oh, wow. You want to be a nurse?
Yes. I actually graduated from Malcolm X for basic nursing assistant. And right now, Covenant House has helped me get a WIOLA voucher to go back to school at Truman College. So it's been awesome.
Well, congratulations. In advance, I have no doubt you're going to be a success. Do you have a nurse in the family somewhere?
I decided to pick up
nursing. You just want to help people.
Yes, because my grandparents were sick, so I always had to take that caregiving role.
Wow.
So there's a need for nurses, too, so it's a good field to have chosen.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Covenant House, Illinois opened up in 2017, right?
Yep.
Okay, Covenant House has been around since the 70s.
It has, yeah. So there are Covenant House has been around for nearly 50 years in not only in the United States, but in six countries around the world. And then when they were looking at this expansion plan, they really thought, what cities would be around?
Well, I was going to say, what took so long for us to get involved here?
You know, I don't know what took so long, but I'm happy that it happened. You know, Covenant House is based in New York, and they, like I said, they've opened in 31 cities around the world, and I think really Chicago probably stood out. A lot of people looking at that time probably thought the same thing. Why haven't we done this in Chicago
sure.
yet? Yeah,
yeah, because you have runaway youth. It's you know, there's no shortage of problems you're going to have if they don't have a place they can turn.
Right.
So what do you do? You know, look, you're a guy with a great heart. You're a guy that comes in and to do this work. But what about credibility? These are kids that come off the street who are really probably angry, certainly scared. How do they buy into that you're a better option than going back out there?
I mean, I think Octavia, you know, when she and I were talking the other day. She said the day she walked in on Christmas Day, she felt the warmth right away. And that's yes. really what we strive to do. We strive to make an important connection to the young people the second they
What is it about it, Octavia? What caused you to feel that way?
They didn't really judge me based off what I've been through, what my struggles or my past was. Instead, they wanted to excel and see the bright of me, see what they could do to excel and actually help me. They didn't judge me. They came with open, warm hearts, and it was just very like warm, welcoming. Like I wanted to get help, and that's what it first started off with, that you want to help yourself before somebody helps you.
Well, yeah, you have to have some equity in the game, right?
Right.
You have to take some responsibility as well.
Exactly.
And here we go. Your life has turned around in less than 5 months.
Yes, it has. I have an awesome job that I'm blessed for. I'm going to school, and right now I'm working on getting my own housing.
Good for you. You're a heck of a spokesperson for it as well. How many kids are you serving, Chris?
We serve about 500 unique youth a year. So, you know, many of our youth come back day in, day out, but we see about 500 individual unique youth a year through our Youth Development Center, which is our kind of daytime programming where we offer trauma-informed care, mental physical health care, workforce training, all of that. And then we have a small but soon-to-be-growing residential program where we have 12 youth in residence at Covenant House 24 hours.
And with funding, hopefully you can expand that.
Right,
and serve
right,
more.
Yeah.
Are you tied into the National Runaway Hotline at all?
We identify a lot of resources for youth, like through our website, and then we have a lot of community partnerships, actually, that have proved really valuable.
How do the kids know you exist, is my point.
Right, yeah. So we were talking about that on the way over here. Finding a way to target young people to let them know our services are available is always a challenge, but we're always looking through new ways. You know, word of mouth, peer service providers in the city, through social media, obviously, is a big one, a big way that young people are finding out about us. So really trying to make sure that we're as visible as possible so that everyone who needs a resource knows that they can either come to Covenant House to get that resource, or we can put them in contact with the person who can provide it.
Yeah, and you know, Octavia, there's well-meaning moms and dads and grandparents and business folks and others that might know a kid that's in trouble now.
Yes.
What do you want to say to them to make sure they tell that kid?
Stay strong, never give up, always believe in yourself, and that you're not out here alone. Like, there's people that, they may not have walked through the shoes that you've been through, but people go through struggles, people go through obstacles, but there's a lot of people out here that's willing to help. So, I want to just say, don't give up, believe in yourself, and believe in your dreams.
You're a great message.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
A couple of things to highlight. Wednesday, May 15th at 5:30, Covenant House is having a kickoff reception for the Women Unite Sleep Out at Earl's Kitchen Bar and in New City. It's 1538 North Clybourne. Anyone interested can come. You can go to covenanthouseil.org and get all the information, or chicago.womenunitesleepout.org. We'll put that on our website. And then the sleep out is Thursday, June 13th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and I got to say, there's a lot of really well-meaning folks, in particular homeless shelter folks who work very hard, and a couple of whom I know who did sleep outs this winter. I like one in June.
Yeah.
June's a really good idea.
You know, we're giving it a shot. The November one's a bit of a hard sell, so I'm really hoping that we can we can get people to dip their toes in the water with the June and then come back.
Because you'll get a sense of things. You'll find out what it's like to sleep on the street.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the cold, you know, it's the noise, it's the open air, it's all of those, it's the discomfort. So you'll still get some of that element. We'll just keep it above 30 degrees for you.
Octavia, I got a big brother who was homeless for a period of time, and he is thriving and doing great. He's older than I am, so he didn't have a covenant house setup situation, but he had people that cared about him as well. And that's really where it starts. You got to have people that care enough to recognize you as a fellow human being who's reaching out and needs help. But it starts with you. Good for you for having the courage to step up.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're a rock star.
Thank you. I be listening to Denzel Washington motivational speeches, and he always say, like, put God first.
Amen.
And anything and everything that you do, just put God first.
That's where it starts, right?
Yes.
A lot of people confuse me with Denzel. Can you see the resemblance? No? Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's the lighting in here. CovenantHouseIL.org and WomenUniteSleepOut.org, CovenantHouseIL.org links all that as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.